The treatment strategy of adjuvant endocrine therapy has undergone a revolution in the last 5 years, not only because of the introduction of aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women, but also the long-term perspective on management of ER-positive disease. I met with Dr. Kathy Pritchard for her take on the many new trial data sets addressing these issues, and she began our conversation by commenting on the initial choice of treatment in postmenopausal patients.
I think the adjuvant endocrine therapy area has been really exciting. It's pretty clear now that every postmenopausal woman in the adjuvant endocrine setting should have an aromatase inhibitor at some point. I personally tend to start most of my patients off on an aromatase inhibitor, not totally, but more often than not. But I think either tamoxifen for 2 years or 3 years followed by an aromatase inhibitor, an aromatase inhibitor from the get-go. And it's very clear that adding an aromatase inhibitor at the end of 5 years or 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen is also additionally beneficial. And what's come down the pipeline around that in the last 2 to 3 years is that as every one of the three different agents are coming through in these different settings, they all seem to be useful in each setting. What we're still really waiting on is the data that might tell us whether it's as good or even better to start out with a year or two of tamoxifen, whether there's priming going on or something like that, and then to switch over to an AI or not. And also, what do you do with a patient who's had 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor? Is that too long, just right, not long enough? And there are going to be a lot more trials randomizing patients after that time.
I want to pick up a little bit on the practical aspects of some of these questions. Now, first, in terms of this issue of are there patients who should be started on tamoxifen, postmenopausal patients, right now in your practice, are there any patients like that? And if so, which ones?
Well, the spectrum of side effects, of course, is different for tamoxifen and an AI. If you have a patient who doesn't have a uterus but really fears osteoporosis or already has bad arthritis of some kind, which I don't think necessarily makes them more likely to have the aches and pains you sometimes see with an AI, but it may add on to something they already have and worry about, there may be patients who'll choose tamoxifen and who are well-suited to have it. It's still a very good drug. Or patients that you're not completely sure are right into menopause. If you have a patient who stopped having periods after chemotherapy, is 52 or whatever, that may be a good patient to give a year or two of tamoxifen and then switch them when you're sure they're in a menopausal situation.